This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. We're lucky to have Oliver Prezant back with us this morning, but rather than talk about the Santa Fe Community Orchestra, which Oliver has led with great imagination since 1999, we're going to look at another side of Oliver's musical life, his work as a music educator. Tomorrow afternoon, Opera Southwest welcomes Oliver to the Albuquerque Museum of Art and History for a family opera presentation called Puccini and Popcorn. Oliver, you have become very adept at demystifying opera for young people. Give us a little idea of what you're going to be doing tomorrow at the Albuquerque Museum of Art.
Well, Puccini and Popcorn is something that Opera Southwest initiated several years ago. It started out as a way to get children and families involved in opera. So it's very participatory, number one. It's also an opportunity for people to really have a close encounter with the operatic voice. So we're especially delighted to have Deborah Domansky, who is a marvelous mezzo-soprano who's been on the main stage of the Santa Fe Opera and who has performed nationally and internationally as well. To have a singer like her presenting something for young people, for families, for people who are new to opera is really a fantastic experience because it's an experience of the thing itself, the beauty of the voice. So what I do is I make the package around that. I bring people into the story, discuss the language, look at some of the musical shapes that the composer is working with. There are opportunities for the kids to come up on stage and become a part of the drama. So we're really talking about what would cause someone to sing the way an opera singer sings? I mean, there must be some situation that warrants that. And I think that's been going on for about 400 years. So it's a tried and true tradition.
And did you leave it to Deborah to decide which arias she wanted to share with the audience?
In fact, we did talk about repertoire. And Deborah has a marvelously flexible voice and really has the ability to sing very rapid fire coloratura. So we'll hear one aria by Handel called Furibondo, which is really a rapid fire aria that presents the character of someone who is enraged. And opera in Handel's time really focuses on one emotion at a time in an aria with maybe a little bit of contrast. So we'll have three different arias by Handel. And then just for balance, we'll have an aria from Mozart's Marriage of Figaro, Voi che sapete, Cherubino, who is an adolescent boy, discovering what it means to be in love. He has all kinds of new feelings, and so he sings to the Countess, well, you really know what I'm talking about, but for me, this is all new.
We should mention there's another one of these presentations coming up in April.
Yes, in fact, the next one is April 5th, and Cecilia Leitner will be the soprano, and she's a wonderful soprano, and those will be a little more on the romantic side. The whole purpose of this is to really increase your understanding and enjoyment in the opera house. So there's a lot of participation in every kind of presentation that I do because I really want people to get the feeling of the languages. I want them to get the feeling of the shape of the line or how a composer has said a particular word or a particular idea. And whatever age they arrive in the concert hall or arrive in the presence of music, suddenly they may have questions or they may wonder what's going on or want to know about how to go deeper. And that's really what it's all about.
Oliver Prezant leads an opera presentation for families, complete with musical selections, tomorrow afternoon at 2 at the Albuquerque Museum of Art and History, 2000 Mountain Road Northwest, near Old Town. Reservations are suggested. Call 831-4221. And for information, visit operasouthwest.org/popcorn. Oliver, many thanks for joining us this morning.
Spencer, it's always a pleasure. Thank you.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.